All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a CBS football analyst. I will finish that thought in a minute. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is a seven-year NFL vet, 62nd pick overall back in 05 out of Florida State, host of All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, the creator of the All Things Covered YouTube channel. He is Bryant McFadden. Bryant, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. So let me quickly get to this. You've been around the game a long time, both as a player and as an analyst. When you see the Atlanta Falcons, I want to start there, blow double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, back-to-back weeks, what are you thinking? What goes through your mind?
You got to make some changes. You have to make some changes. That's unacceptable, Jim. What we saw last week against the Cowboys clearly was history-making from the Falcons on the wrong end of history. And they basically rewrote history yesterday, losing the way they lost. Losing to Chicago like that, that's unacceptable. You felt like they would have learned from their mistakes against the Cowboys. Clearly the defense hasn't improved at all. And when your head coach got the head coaching opportunity because he was considered to be a defensive-oriented guy, his unit has been the weak spot, has been the Achilles heel for the Falcons pretty much since he's been the head coach in Atlanta, and I'm talking about Dan Quinn. The offense has carried this ball club for quite some time. Matt Ryan is competing. He's doing everything in his power, even without Julio. Yesterday, Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons played winning football. They're just not getting the help from the defensive side.
Bryant McFadden is joining us. Now, I mentioned you're hosting a podcast with your cousin, Patrick Peterson. One of the topics that you and Pat talked about last week was Kyler Murray. Pat said that Murray will definitely bring a Super Bowl to the Cardinals at some point. He didn't have his best game yesterday, but putting that aside, what did you make of that comment when Pat said it?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised because watching Kyler Murray as a fan and from afar, I know how talented he is. But the thing that Pat emphasizes is the work ethic. And Pat has an opportunity to see Kyler every day, you know, seeing him in the meeting rooms and seeing him on the practice field. So he has a better view on who he is as a professional. And for Pat to make that statement in year two with Kyler being the quarterback there in Arizona, those are high expectations. And I can tell you this much, Jim. Yeah, he didn't play his best game yesterday, but he's a competitor, and I think the best is yet to come with Kyler Murray.
I'll tell you what, Brian, I love the guy. I absolutely love the guy. Yesterday aside, I think that, one, if Pat Peterson says it, I tend to believe it. Number two, I don't think it's that far-fetched. I mean, I love Murray. Now, you talked to Tyrann Mathieu ahead of tonight's game, which is a great matchup, Kansas City and Baltimore. In fact, what are your early thoughts on tonight's matchup?
Yo, this could be the game of the year, right? And it's kind of hard to say that, you know, in September, but based on the expectations and the talent that both of these ball clubs have, especially at the quarterback position, this is going to be an entertaining ball game. Make sure you have your popcorn and your soda pop ready and get geared up to see some heavy-hitting football. Tyrann talked about just, you know, the prep for Lamar Jackson. And they played each other last year. And he just talked about it's difficult to prepare for Lamar Jackson because you don't have any scout team player that can give you the type of look you're going to see for Lamar Jackson because he's that rare of a talent. But one thing he did emphasize is just being fundamentally sound and being disciplined and just believe in the defense. And that's something that Tyrann has brought to Kansas City since his arrival over a year ago, just the structure, the fundamentals, and the playmaking ability. And you have to really credit Tyrann with his success being able to transition throughout the entire defense because he's one of the leaders on that defense.
Absolutely. Bryant McFadden is joining us. The Steelers, I'm jumping ahead now, are 3-0 to start the season. I'm curious, how do they look to you right now?
They look pretty good. I mean, anytime, Jim, you can start off undefeated in the first 3 weeks of the season, you're doing some pretty good things. Now, their defense didn't play their best game, similar to what we based off of what they did the previous 2 weeks, but the offense is starting to gather themselves. You know, the first ball game against the Giants, you can tell it took some time for Big Ben to kind of get the blood circulating through his veins, the football blood, that is. In week two, he's performed better, but now we're starting to see James Conner. He's healthy, and he's running the football better, and that's helping Big Ben. That's helping the offensive line, and I don't expect to see miscues from their defense like we saw yesterday against Deshaun Watson throughout the season. But what really made me optimistic about this ball club going forward was the offense. The offense had the defensive side back. And that's something that you would need to see throughout the course of the season if you have championship aspirations and if you have aspirations of being relevant in your division.
So, Brian, talking about that defense, I had Steelers DB Mike Hilton on the show last week. We talked about the tradition of great defenses in Pittsburgh. When you look back, how much pride was there for you to be a part of that great tradition defensively?
It was a lot of pride. When you get drafted to Pittsburgh and you walk into the facility there on the south side and you see all these shiny Lombardis, and then after you see the Lombardis, you see the photographs of, you know, Ham, Lambert, Mel, Shell, Blunt, you're like, wow, that is the standard. And then when you're walking through the facility, Jim, at any given time, you might see Mean Joe Green. Just walking through, just vibing through the facility, that is iconic presence any given day you walk into the facility, and that has been the standard forever. You know, going back to the 70s when Chuck Noll and everybody got together there and established that tradition. So that has been the standard, defense, defense, defense. And what we saw last year was something that I was so happy to see because I'm biased. I love defensive football. I'm one of the fans, football fans, that love to see a 10-9 type ball game. I love that. I love seeing a bar fight type of ball game with not a lot of points because I really appreciate defense. And that defense has the mentality that some of the defenses had when I played on. Now, the best way to measure how good your defense is, Jim, is what? You got to find a way to hoist the Sticky Lombardi at the end of the season. That is the ultimate measuring stick when you look at championship defense or historical-like defenses. You know, being able to hoist the Sticky Lombardi. Prime example, last year, San Francisco was probably the most dominant defense in the National Football League, right? But did they get an opportunity to hoist the Sticky Lombardi? No. So you won't put them in that category with some of the best defenses we've seen over the last 10-plus or so years because you didn't hoist the Sticky Lombardi. So I think that is the ultimate measuring stick for this defense in 2020 with the Steelers.
He is a CBS football analyst. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is the host of All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. He's got his own YouTube channel. Bryant, good to have you back, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Jim, and make sure you guys check us out. We're dropping our next episode, episode 2, All Things Covered. We got a big-time guest, Jim, one of the more respectable football personalities in the game right now, currently coaching. Make sure you check us out and tune into our spectacular guest.
You know it. We'll never miss that. Bryant McFadden.